Hello, everybody. So, here's a conspiracy for you. Why did I make this? Why? Why? That's something for you to think up. I'm putting on why? I'm trying to put on music. Yes, anyway, this is about conspiracy theories. No more random stuff. So, we'll also be talking about random stuff as well. So, if you like the weird and random, you are welcome here. So, welcome. So, here's a conspiracy for you. Here's my conspiracy that I'm talking about today. What were dinosaurs? What killed the dinosaurs? We don't know. We really don't know. It's still debate. Boy, there's something going on outside. My neighbors picked the perfect time to start mowing their lawn. Well done, guys. Well done. Anyway, I'm your host, and we're talking about dinosaurs today. Why? No idea, it's just a very simple topic. What are dinosaurs now? Are they birds or are they lizards? Maybe they're even fish. Fish have been around for a really long time, right? So let's talk about them. So the first fish evolved into a lizard, and the lizard evolved into a dinosaur, and what do we get from that? That lizards were about before then. So, it can't really be like. It can't. They couldn't have evolved into geckos or and stuff. Because that already exists. So, there you go. Lizards are not dinosaurs. They evolved into dinosaurs. But they are not but they are not descendants from dinosaurs. They're actually the top. So it has to be birds. So some dinosaurs might have evolved from prehistoric birds as well. And maybe they just turned back. Because some dinosaurs had feathers. We know that much. But why talk about that? So the debate is really, what killed the dinosaurs? Was it the meteorite? Was it a volcano? Was it the fact that the parts of the Earth split apart? So, just so then you know, if you don't know this, there used to be, like, every single country, continent, whatever you want to call it, were all grouped into, like, one mass of land. So dinosaurs could go straight from Korea to, I don't know, like Asia. Is Korea in Asia? I think it is. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. They could go all the way from Scotland to Australia. Yeah, that. Let's just go with that. Why did I say Korea? Why? Okay, anyway. Let's get that out of the way. Just forget that ever happened, please. So, let's just speak about this. Dinosaurs, birds, lizards, they're all connected in that way. Is that relevant? Yes. So, did the dinosaurs die from the land splitting? Or did they die from unknown reasons? Like, maybe. But what I think is the most interesting theory is a black hole. Now, if you think about a black holes can be bigger than than the sun itself. So, what does that mean? Wouldn't it have sucked Earth up? Yes, you might be asking that right now. But that is not the reason why I find this so unbelievable. Because I don't. I necessarily think that maybe it wasn't big enough to swallow the earth, but it was big enough to swallow some things. So maybe a star. So what happens if a star explodes? Boom, nebula. Then you got a supernova that explodes into a black hole. Black holes, wormholes, they're all connected. Portals, maybe dinosaurs exist on another planet. Nobody knows. Some planets can actually sustain other life. From us, do dinosaurs exist on those planets now? Maybe. We don't know. But we will definitely talk about that in another episode, which will be very interesting. So it's still in debate. What do you think? If you have a friend with you, ask them what they think. Like, how did dinosaurs die? How? So confusing to me. Really? Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. That's that. That's up to you to think about. Maybe I'll do a part two someday. Nobody knows. Like, nobody knows what killed the dinosaurs. So, bye. Ciao. Thank you for coming. Mercy for coming. Gracias for coming. Why am I starting to speak different languages? I don't know even if I'm swearing in a different language, because I'm terrible at it. This was supposed to be shorter, but bye anyway. This is gonna sound so weird. Bye. Hello, my neighbor is mowing again, which will be great. Welcome to my podcast. It is Star Wolf here. So you should watch the first one. Not watch. Why do I always... Why? Anyway, today we're talking about... What's-her-face? Eliza Lam. That's the person. So, she went... So basically, Eliza Lam went on this trip. And she phoned her parents every day in this hotel. And then one day, her parents didn't get a phone call, so they became worried. They decided to wait another day. Another day came. No more phone calls. What happened to her? Huh? What happened to your daughter? Why aren't you taking care of your child? I get it, she was an adult. That's on me. But, hear me out here, hear me out. Basically, they contacted the hotel that she was in, and they had a look at the security footage, and they saw a video of her running in and out the elevator, but the elevator wouldn't move. She kept pressing the buttons and like hiding in it and checking out, and then the footage just stopped. That was it. She was just walking in and out of the elevator, and then the hotel got complaints of the water tasting funny and not being clean, so the janitor went up the stairs to the roof and looked in the water tanks to make sure that, like, the water was okay, and they found her dead body in there. Like, how'd she get in there? So, the weird thing is, she couldn't have opened the tank because it's too closed, like, really heavy, and she couldn't have got up to the roof. So... That's another thing. The roof is cut off all access from people, and not people, like the janitor was not like a lizard man. He was a normal man, not a lizard man, but like people in the hotel that are not like security and stuff. So they found that really strange. And no one's actually solved the mystery. A lot of people think, like, she was playing the elevator game and paid the price for doing the steps wrong. And this will be way too short, so let's just talk about the elevator game. I'm not going to tell you the steps on how to do it, because I don't want you to try. It's very dangerous. Now, basically, you go into an elevator, you do certain, like, floors. I can't even remember them, so that's good. And then you'll either, like, if you do it right, so it has to have at least like 10 floors or 13, I think. And if you do it like right, you should like go to the ground floor, and if you keep going up, then you've done it right. Like if you go a certain way and you keep going that way, then the elevator will stop and you'll be in a different dimension. It's either a very calm dimension or a very dangerous dimension, depending on how you've done the steps. However, in Eliza's case, she done the steps wrong, probably, and she paid the price for it. Why can I not speak today? So nobody really knows how she even got in there. Maybe she somehow, like, got possessed, maybe, and went up and got onto the roof, and then she opened the water tank somehow, and she fell on there, got unpossessed, the spirit went, and she died from suffocation. That could be another thing. But nobody really knows how her dead corpse got in there, and even more weird, she didn't even seem harmed, I don't think. Now, if you go on YouTube, you can actually see the footage of her, not like dead, of course, that would be far too grim, but like her going in now the elevator. So you can do that if you want. I mean, I'm not telling you not to. But trust me, you ain't gonna find anything on how to play the game in there. It's just her being scared like someone's chasing her. So, that's scary, right? Maybe? No, probably not. Now, I'm not laughing at Eliza's case, I'm just saying I'm terrible at this. Anyway, thanks for watching. Peace out. I'm not going to try speaking all those different languages again anyway. Thank you for listening. Peace. What am I doing now? I've just put this on. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. Yay, third episode. On the same day. How interesting. My neighbors have postponed their mowing, so this should be better. Anyway. What are we talking about today? I don't even know. What should we talk about? Any ideas? No, I have no idea. It's so strange. That's what I've done every other time. Okay. I've got it. It's fine. I've actually figured it out. I need to stop this music. It's very off track with what I'm trying to talk about. Here's some reasons that people are scared of Build-A-Bear. I saw this on a YouTube video, and I know if the YouTuber ever listens to this, they'll be very, very mad at me. But it will be fine. I'm just kidding, I didn't get any of this stuff off. So, I'm just going to talk about this birthday party went wrong. first. So basically, this was all over the news as well. It was crazy. So this woman hosted a Build-A-Bear party and let everyone at the party choose out Build-A-Bears. And everyone was really excited because, like, free Build-A-Bears? Yeah, I'm in. I want a Build-A-Bear. So then they went around and made their Build-A-Bears. And, like, then at the end of the party, this woman told them all to give their bears to her daughter, even though they bought gifts and stuff. And then they're like, what? No, this is my bear. It ain't your bear. You paid for it, but it's my bear. I've hugged it. I licked it. It is my bear. Okay, I'm just kidding. People probably don't lick Build-A-Bears. There are scented bears. Maybe they taste good. Maybe they'll just kill you by licking them. Maybe they're poisonous. But it's all fine and dandy until, like, they didn't give her the bears. Because why? And then, boom, she went psychomaniac and started grabbing the bears out of this kid's hands. People were crying. People were devastated that their bears were taken away. So that's why Build-A-Bear parties, no one really hosts them anymore. Like, have you ever been invited to a Build-A-Bear party in your life? Because I haven't. It's always like laser tag or something. Trampoline parks. Another thing, people think the hearts that you put into the Build-A-Bear have trackers in them. And, that frightens them. Because, like, what if their kid gets a Build-A-Bear? And, like, they love it and everything, but they get, like, found by the FBI or something. Why, FBI? Why are you putting trackers in children's stuffed bears? Totally off track with Build-A-Bears. Beanie Boos as well. People are actually sometimes afraid of Beanie Boos because, like, Build-A-Bears, what's going on with that? Like, they say that, but people also talk about the Beanie Boos as well. So, me, I'm a Beanie Boo addict. I love them. I actually have two of them being posted to me right now in the mail. I'm not going out and buying them because most of the stores that sell them are closed because of, you know, coronavirus and stuff. So, basically, now this has all happened, there was this thing about Beanie Babies that if you got them a certain year, they didn't use the plastic pellets, they used spider's eggs. So a lot of people are like, oh my god, I have a collection of those somewhere. And, like, people were really scared because, like, what if they didn't get to them in time and they hatched? So this was all just fake news to get, like, viral, to get famous. It's not true, don't worry. There's no spider's eggs in your Beanie Boos. I've had one for, like, 5 years and no spider's eggs are in it. They've not hatched. Now, if you actually have, like, a phobia of this, there's videos online of people, like, counting the beans, like, how many beans are inside a Beanie Boo. If you look at those, then it will definitely cheer you up. The plastic pellets kind of look like spider's eggs, but trust me, they are not. Don't worry about it. You're perfectly safe. Another thing, people think why the Beanie Boo's eyes are really big and stuff are because they have cameras in them. Now I have a pile of Beanie Boos just beside me, staring at me. So maybe people are watching me talk about them. But you know what would be the funniest thing, I think? Is, like, you know when people rate Beanie Boos online, like, kids pretend that their Beanie Boos are alive to rate other Beanie Boos? It's funny, okay, to think that if there really is, like, cameras inside Beanie Boos, like, and then they say, like, oh, this Beanie Boo sucks, I hate it so much, and I regret getting it instead of that sparkly unicorn. It's not even snuggable. And then the people on the other side of the camera, they're like, we tried very hard to decorate that and stuff. We are so sad that you have to say that. But just the thought of, like, TY workers just tuning in to YouTube videos about kids saying how bad their Beanie Boos are. Now, I only have one pretty bad Beanie Boo, which is, like, a pink seal. I just don't like it because it's only pink. Nothing else, it's just a pink seal. So I thought its design wasn't very good. But it was cheap, that's why I got it. Anyway, back to the Build-A-Bears. This is really long, actually. Why? So yeah, like, trackers and stuff. I can see why maybe the parents might ask for a tracker to be put into a bear. Like, because they're worried. And maybe they'll take it to them on a slumber party or, like, to school and stuff, and they'll be safe getting there. And I feel like that would actually be a good parenting technique. I can never speak. So, yeah. I think that might actually be a good idea. So, maybe your parent, you should put a tracker in your kid's stuffed bears and sew them back up. If you're a terrible sewer, then it will be very obvious that you've done something to the bear. But if you're a really good sewer, then yeah. You know, the scary thing is, all the things that I've been talking about are in my living room right now. There's a Build-A-Bear sitting there, and many Beanie Boos stacked up in a pile. That's frightening. Wait, did I even put that one there? Is that one moving? Is it? No, it's not. What is wrong with me? Why am I so jumpy? Anyway, peace before those Beanie Boos and Build-A-Bears come after me to murder me. It'll be fine, I'll be fine. As long as there's a next episode, I'm alive. Anyway, see ya. Peace. Thank you for listening. I got it right this time. Yes. Anyway, let's hit 10 minutes. Bye.